Okay, so I want to go through the famous debate between the Perushim and some say the Vaitusim about whether when you start counting for the Omer. Right, you familiar with that debate? Right, the
is this a ripoff of the speech second from the last day?
No. Sorry. It's not your Rebbe's. I'm going to look at the text here. There are a lot of discussions there. So this is not at all related to that. So I want to go through...
I'd say most people here didn't hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, but it's not...
You can get away with
no,
that.
No, but I'm not going to... my own thing. So I want to go through, like, it's a little strange because here the Torah says, Usvartem lachem imacharas Hashem. We count Sfira the day after Shabbos. And all of a sudden... we're being like, it's not Shabbos, it's what? The day after the first day of Pesach. The Shabbos is the first day of Pesach. Right? If you see the text here. Right? It says, Ve'nifes ha'omer l'fnei Hashem l'irtzonchem. You're going to wave the Omer. Mimacharas ha'Shabbos. You start doing that, the Omer. You bring the Omer on the day after the Shabbos. Yidifed ha'kohen. You're also going to count the day after Shabbos. You count 7 full weeks. So you had this major debate. The Targum Onkelos translates, and you'll count, you're going to start counting from the day after Yom Tov. Right, the rabbis basically translate Shabbos as Yom Tov, which is strange, right? Because I would think that Shabbos means
Shabbos.
Okay, it's enough. You can be like cute and everything, but like, so on the one hand, the Baitusim seem to make a compelling argument. There's what did they say? They said that it's
also said immediately after it talks about Pesach.
Okay, no, but I'm saying so. There, what I'm saying is, you could say what does the Torah say? The Torah is saying that you should start counting the Omer. So how did the Baitusim explain it? What's the Machoras Shabbos? How would they read it? Sunday from when? Sunday from when? Which Sunday?
Sunday after...
after
the Shabbat of Yom Tov.
Sunday after the Shabbos. Right, in other words, Sunday Chol HaMoed Pesach.
Yes.
Right, in other words, the Baitusim say, you should start counting the Sunday after from Chol HaMoed Pesach. And the rabbis, the Perushim, say, no, Shabbos means Yom Tov. So there are a couple ways to look at this. And so, again, Targum Onkelos says, no, when it says Shabbos means Yom Tov, we'll read, so there are a couple ways to go at this. You can sort of say, it can't really mean Shabbos, so by process of elimination, it means Yom Tov. That's like what, that's the general approach that we understand. If you look at Meseches Menachos, and you have to judge for yourself to see whether these arguments are really compelling. Okay? So there are three different arguments here. Usfartim lachem, shetehei sfir l'kolecha ve'echa, b'machor es ha-Shabbos. So the Torah says you should start counting the day after Shabbos. Again, it can be one of two things. B'machor es yom tov, o eina ela machor es Shabbos b'reishis. Does it mean that you start counting the day after Shabbos following Pesach, meaning Sunday Chol HaMoed Pesach, or do you start counting the second day of Pesach, right? In those days, in Israel, they only keep one day Yom Tov, right? So, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, now let's pay attention to his argument, and you can tell me whether you find it compelling or not. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Hari Omer, said, let's say, it says Tisperu Chavishim Yom, it says you got to count 50 days. Okay? Kol Sfiru Shatah Sofer Lo Yehu Ela Chavishim Yom. Any counting has, you have to count exactly 50 days. Vim tomar mimachra Shabbos bracious. And if you say, no, you have to start counting Sunday, you have to start counting from Sunday of Chol HaMoed, right? The day after Shabbos bracious. You start counting for Sunday of Chol HaMoed. Pamim shatamotze chavishim ve'achad, pamim shatamotze chavishim u'shnaim, chavishim u'shlosha, chavishim v'arba, chavishim v'chamisha, chavishim v'shisha. Sometimes you're going to count 51 days, 52 days, 53 days, 54 days, 55 days, 56 days. Why is that? Why is he making that assumption?
Because
Why are you Sunday's going to count 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56?
Depends when Shabbos.
Sunday, I'm always told, yeah, when is Sunday.
So let's think about this. So you're saying, let's say.
The first day of Yom Tov is Monday, then 5 days later you're going to start counting.
Okay. And so, why are you only going to count, right? So
if you have to start the day after Pesach and you have to count starting Sunday.
Right.
It's not going to line up every year.
Unless exactly,
you,
not,
unless
right.
you move Rosh Hashanah.
Right, right. But by the way, the Gemara here is making an aside. I don't find this argument so compelling, to be fair, to be honest, at least the way I understand it. Because, wait, the Gemara is assuming that when it says you're going to count 50 days, it means when? 50
from,
days from the first day of Pesach till Shavuos, it's 50 days.
Yeah,
it could mean, it says, Adam Rochashvi Shavas Tishu Chamishim Yom. Maybe it can mean from when you start counting, you count 50 days.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
that's
what? That's no, I understand, right? So I'm saying, I don't find this like such a, you know, and by the way, when you have a lot of answers, sometimes, generally speaking, whatever Gemara tries to give a lot of answers, so that means none of them are so great themselves. Just
no.
saying.
No, but doesn't the Torah itself calls the Yom Tov Shabbat Shabbaton?
No, it's Yom Kippur Shabbat Shabbaton.
That's the only one?
Yeah. Shavuot is not Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat Shabbat. No. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the assumption of the Gemara is that when it says 50 days, you're starting to count from the second day of Pesach, where you don't necessarily have to say that. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah has a different take. He says, Eino tzarech. Yeah, I got a better answer. Better approach. Harehu omer tispor lach. Sfira tluya bebeistin. So there, I brought you in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. So he wants to say, what's Tispar Lach? You're counting. Meaning what? It's a counting that depends on based in Yatsasa Shabbos Bracious Shesfirasa Bechalada. Says that we're going to exclude, it can't be, Shabbos Bracious means, like we call Shabbos, because it's counted, it doesn't depend on based in. Right? Shabbos is Shabbos. There's no base in declaring when Shabbos is. It's automatic every 7 days. As opposed to the holidays, which are, you know, as it has, you know, as we said, you're going to count for yourself, means the counting that's predicated on a counting from, that was dependent by Beis Din. Now, it's Beis Din to determine when the month of Nisan is, and therefore it has to be a count related to that. Okay. Maybe. Okay. So, like, I'm not blown away by these arguments. I'm just trying to be honest with you. I'm not blown away, but okay. Rabbi Yossi says, Mimachras HaShabbos, Mimachras Yom Tov, Atah Omer Mimachras Yom Tov, O'ena Eli Mimachras Shabbos Bereishis. Does it mean the day after Yom Tov? Or does it mean the day after Shabbos? In other words, it's Sunday. So, Amart, he says, V'chi Nemar Mimachras HaShabbos Shebetocha Pesach, Valo lo nemar eli machras haShabbos. Does it say in the Torah the day after Shabbos during Pesach? It just is the day after Shabbos. He says the chol hashana kula
mleya Shabbos. Of when?
Yeah,
it is saying.
I understand.
Early Joe.
I say so. I'm saying he giving Pesach sushi. No, what? You know what he's saying? He's saying, well, if the machras haShabbos means. If Imacharas HaShabbos means the day after Shabbos, well, who knows what Shabbos it is? So it can't mean that. Say Doge is a Shabbos. Of course, what can your response be? What can your response be? We're talking about Pesach. It probably means the first Sunday after the beginning of Pesach. I'm saying these arguments aren't like killer arguments. I'm just, in my opinion. He says to us, "Vo," and look what he says more than this. He says, "Vo nemra Shabbos lamata v'nemra Shabbos lamala, mala halon regel tchilas regel afkan regel tchilas regel." He says also, "What does it say in Perachav Gimel Pasuk Tezvav?" Says you count until the day after the seventh Shabbos. Okay, so what the day after that is what? It's a regel. It's a Yom Tov. Which is Shavuot. So at the end of 7 weeks, it's a Yom Tov. So just like the Machras HaShabbos is right around the beginning of the Yom Tov, so too, the first Machras HaShabbos is probably the beginning of the Yom Tov. Again, according to my humble opinion, you know, when everyone says according to their humble opinion, they're not saying it so humbly. So, but I don't find like this is like, you know, these are such strong, compelling arguments. Okay? The Torah Tamima, Okay? Torah to me, that's more of a modern commentary in the Torah. So he wants to say the following. Let's look inside. He says, we're going to give a few approaches. The Gemara's approach basically is process of elimination. It can't refer to Shabbos, so it refers to Yom Tov. Of course, it doesn't answer the following question. Let's say it doesn't refer to Shabbos. What question would you have? So let's say it's...
Why doesn't it say Yom Tov?
Why doesn't it say Mimacharas? So here's the question. What would you say? Mimacharas Pesach? What do you think that by? Why don't think it... Let's say it means the day after the first day of Pesach. So why wouldn't it say Mimacharas Pesach? What?
It might be after the last day.
In other words, question, is there a better word if it means the first
day?
Right. You could say Bayom Hasheni, right? So the Torah Tamima says, V'kavonas kol hadrasha. So he says, what's all this drasha that the people are having? Lahotzi mi biuram shel tzidukim. He said that the tzidukim, they were one group of non-traditional Jews. The Baitusim were other types, but they very often they combine them all. Shaya Omerim, the Aperish, Marcos, the Shabbos, Marcos, Yom HaShvi. Marcos, Shabbos means the day after Shabbos, not Yom HaRishon, which means Sunday. Velchei Hayu Omerim, therefore they said, that Seres, Chalo, Yom HaRishon, Shavuot. They said that Shavuos always falls out on Sunday. Uma Sheikhricham Lafarash came, what forced them to say this? Yesh Lomar, Bishum Daya Kashilahem, because it's difficult to them. Lama lo kasav a pasach bachras a pesach or be bachras hachag or a moed. Why did the Torah simply write the day after Pesach or the day after the chag or the day after the moed? Avovemus haborcha. That's not a good question. The ivo yakasav be bachras a pesach, as Eric wanted to say. He wanted to say the day after Pesach. Well, close. It says haya efshar litos the farshi machras. When was the Pesach, by the way? When was the Pesach? If I say machras a Pesach, what is the Pesach? What day of the month is the Pesach?
Nisan.
But what day of the month is the Pesach?
14th.
The mark of the Pesach would be the 15th. Because it might be the Shechita, the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach. That doesn't work. But if you, right, and he says, that's Tanya Tesvav Nisan. V'gam lo yoch lichto memachras hachag o hamoed. That's what Eric said. Yad shehoye b'mashma achar avur koi becha. Maybe it means after the entire chag. So, it seems like, to get to your point, you know, they want to say Biyom HaSheni, right? It seems like it wants to highlight that we're sort of finished with one Yom Tov, and then we're moving. It seems like it has to be juxtaposed, like you deal with the Chag of Pesach, or you deal with something, and they move on. That's why
you
say Biyom HaSheni.
You
could do both. Yeah, I understand. I guess it wants to highlight that. But then he writes, V'gav lo yachol lichtov v'marchot ha-chag. Right, v'chei kaza b'achos haShabbos, shepirush b'achos yom haShvisa b'chag. So it means the day after the resting of the chag, and he says v'kama drashas bo b'gemara l'holtzi b'lim and shaltzi doki v'perish b'nisgar. And he says the Gemara has all these drashas to like tell the tzidokim that they're wrong. V'amnam, and he wants to look what he writes. Be'ikar davar lo nichalu l'chazal l'kayim pirushim tzidokim p'yasfar. He says, the position of the tzidukim do not make sense from a logical standpoint. Yan Chaim Kain, I find this astounding what Tartun is going to say. Yan Chaim Kain Yischayev Lif Amim, that sometimes Kishiyachu Yom Alf Shal Pesach Yom Arisha B'Shavua Yitzar Chlantid Ad Yom Alf Abba. Why do the rabbis say it doesn't make sense what the tzidukim say? Because it doesn't make sense. Let's say Pesach will fall on a Sunday. So that means you'd wait an entire week to start harvesting. And he says, "Uve emes ein shum svara lahamtin shivas yavim yaseirim." Achrei shikvar giyas manatzir b'tchilas achag shumar aviv. It doesn't make sense if the harvest season begins. If the harvest season begins during the middle of Nisan, it doesn't make sense to wait a whole week before you're allowed to harvest. It's a little strange, right? Because the Torah says you gotta wait. You gotta wait. Seems like there. It almost seems as if there was like not clarity as to when, how to interpret this, and the rabbis just say, well, listen, Pesach is the time of the harvest season, and you should be able to harvest almost right away. That's what he wants to say, because he says, Uve Emes, right, and so he said that it doesn't make, there's no svara to wait. And that's why they said it's Marchos Shabbos, Marchos Yom Tov, because it's not logical that when you can start harvesting to wait an entire week. In other words, sometimes what motivates you, Yom HaShabbos could be one of two possibilities. So their answers are not so compelling more than the Svara. It just doesn't make sense to wait, which I find a little bit astounding. He says, V'rakla Tosefis Kiyu Perusham. And just to add to their explanations, Ubito Per Tzidukim. They just want to like squash the Tzidukim. Then they bring their different hints and everything. So again, this whole line of thinking is saying Yimachrat HaShabbos means Yimachrat HaYom Tov. So I'm going to share with you, maybe we can even agree to what the Tzidokim said. Yeah, I don't want to be a heretic, I'm not a Tzidoki, I'm not a Baitusi, but someone much greater than me suggested that maybe Yimachrat HaShabbos actually means Yimachrat HaShabbos. None other than Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Listen, what's his pshat? Look what Rabbi Yehuda Levi says. Amar Kuzari. Because again, Mimachos HaShabbos should be Mimachos HaShabbos. Look what he writes. He says, Omar HaChaber, V'amor Shalom Echlokim HaKaraim. So he calls them Karaites. Because in his days, the non-traditional Jews were Karaites. They believed that the Karaites followed the tradition of the Sadducees, the Tzidokim, even though they were totally different. Like the Sadducees, they were part of the priestly aristocracy, and the Karaites were simply these, they were fanatical Jews, actually. They were so frum, they wouldn't have cholent on Shabbos, because you can't keep a fire going on Shabbos. They were two from. He said they were literalists, they're biblicists. So but he said they're all the same. So he said, we should argue on the Karaites, we're really the Baitusim. B'mashahem Torahim Aleinu Minamuva Mimilas Mimachras Hashavs and Machras Shabbos Miyom B'Risham. Don't argue with the Karaites who say that Machras Shabbos means the day after Shabbos. V'achar kei nomar. Then afterwards we can say She'echa Mina Kohanim Ashavti Malachim. One of the, initially, Mimachar Shabbos means Sunday, and then one of the Kohanim, and they're the judges, or the kings, Haritzuyim, Imdas Sanhedrin, got together with Sanhedrin, V'chol HaChachamim, and with all the sages, Ra'a, saw, Ki kavana mina misparahu, lasum chamishim yom, bein bikurei tzir sorim, ubikurei tzir chitim. They saw like this. The Torah says, you need 50 days between the barley harvest and the wheat harvest. You start the barley harvest, you count 50 days to the wheat harvest. Okay? Ushmiras Shiva Shavuos, Shehem Sheva Shavuos Tamimos. And what do you do? 7 weeks, 7 full weeks. So, okay? So now, what did the Torah do? Here's where it gets cute here. Vinasad Lanu Dimyon. And it's giving you an example. The Torah says 7 weeks. You look in Parshre. 7 weeks you count mehachel charmesh bakama until you use the sickle from when you cut the standing grain, the barley. You count 7 weeks. But let me give you an example. B'tchilas yom Yeshua. Let me give you an example. Lomar to say im tia haschala mehachel charmesh bakama miyom rishon tagiyad yom rishon. What the Torah is really saying? Usfarta. He said, listen, you got to count 7 weeks, right? And you're going to count. So let's say you count, for example, let's say you start counting on a Sunday, from the day you bring the Omer. Let's say you start on Sunday. You're going to count 7 weeks until 7 weeks later on a Sunday. In other words, what he's doing is, because again, the Kuzari, obviously felt that these arguments that are found in the Gemara are not so compelling. So he has a different way of taking it. He wanted to say, yeah, it means Shabbos. But just an example, the key is 7 weeks. So if, for example, you start counting on a Sunday, then what happens? You finish on a Sunday, and that's it. That's what he says. Lahakish benu sheim tiaschal biyom sheni, and you could extrapolate for that if you start counting on a Monday, negid yom sheni, then you finish on a Monday. V'hachal charmesh munachi leinu b'chol yishenir shuroy daskim b'nisapim benu. And whenever we want to start, that's when we start. V'kavu oso sheyeh yom sheni shal Pesach. And the rabbis established it's going to be the second day of Pesach. It didn't have to be from the Torah. They established second day of Pesach. V'lo yeh b'zestir the Torah, it's not a condition of the Torah. And he said, v'shem ahoyah zeh b'nevuah, maybe there was a prophecy from God, maybe. And then, v'niyeh nikim mi'bilbu ha'mebalbalim. And we're going to be clean from all these confusion, Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever. I saw someone who suggested that maybe that's what the Torah says in Perach of Gimel Pasuk Yeral. It says, v'heini v'es omer, v'nei Hashem, when are you going to start waving the omer? Lir tzonchem, when you want. Now, different says when you want. So in other words, it's a little bit of a radical explanation, but it solves other problems. He basically says, you have 7 weeks. It's 7 weeks. So if you start on a Sunday, you finish on a Sunday. That's what the Torah's giving you an example. A variation of this is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh says the following. He says, why are we starting on the Sunday? Kichen mishpat asfira shiyu kol yomim shlemim. All the dates are complete. Uletzad shiyom tesvav benison shiyom haShabbos haMorkad mixes hayom hoyu adain beEretz Mitzrayim lozei yitzav Hashem lispar macharas. Klai Yisrael were in Egypt on the 15th, which was Shabbos. There are different. There's a debate about this when they left Egypt. So Or Chaim HaKadosh believes they left on Shabbos. And so then, when do you start counting Machras? That's again, you're asking why it's a Yom HaSheni. I think they want to highlight the day after, you know, the day after you the day after Shabbos, so like the day after you left Egypt, right? The Hagam Kizelya the Pesach Mitzrayim Kamish Bezei Yaseb Oso Perkasu Deishar Bishara. So what does Hashem tell them? Hashem is telling them that, like, he's giving the example of Sunday, which is what? This was on the first Pesach, that's what we did. We started on Sunday, and we continued, and we did it for 7 weeks. So again, you can look at, I'm going to show one final approach, but when you're dealing with this problem, and we're like, oh, Mokra Shabbos beats Yom Tov, and it can't mean Shabbos, and the Gemara gives three different explanations, again, not everyone thinks they're so compelling. Not everyone thinks they're so compelling. Torah Tamima thinks, the real it's a svara that drove them. It can't be that we wait 7 days to harvest when it's the harvest season. It can't be. So we have to explain it means Machras Yom Tov. The Kuzari said it actually means Machras Shabbos, but it's giving an example. Or maybe it's telling you this was for the first year. That's what this was. The first year it was Machras Shabbos because they left Egypt on Shabbos. Again, there are different opinions about that. Some people say that Shabbos Agadol was the Shabbos that they, that was the 10th, and that was, so then that would work out in terms of then they left Egypt on the Thursday, so it doesn't all work out. But these are different, it's not so simple that everyone agrees. Again, the standard view of Chazal is that we reject that it can't be Machras Shabbos, we have all these proofs, but they're not so ironclad. I want to share with you one final approach, which I think has a nice message to it, that there's something called Mila Mancha. Anyone know Mila Mancha? Anyone heard that expression? Mila Mancha means a common word that sometimes in Tanakh, if you have like, if you have a whole section, and let's say there's one word or a phrase of it that's repeated again and again and again, that's the theme of the entire parak. Okay? The theme is, that's a theme. So there's a professor, Eli Tzur. He's a Israeli Tanakh professor. And he said, if you go through Parak Chav Gimel, right? If you talk about, and you know what the Mila Mancha is? Shabbos. Talks about, doesn't say Shabbat Shabbaton, it's along with Yom Kippur.
Doesn't say Shabbat Shabbaton.
For Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur.
Don't say for Yom Kippur, it says for Shabbos.
Oh, for Shabbos, yeah.
It says Shabbos itself. It's a Shabbos.
Right. But I'm saying in Perichav Gimbal, it says Shabbaton for Yom HaZikaron, for Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shabbaton, Sukkot it says, Shabbaton, Shemitah Atzeres and Shabbaton. All these holidays are called the Shabbaton, and then they're all referred to as Shabbaton, and then now it makes sense. So now it can make sense that Pesach is referring to, it's called the Shabbos, because there's all these holidays, the context of all these holidays is that they're called the Shabbos. They're all referred to as the Shabbos. So it makes sense that B'machras HaShabbos refers to the first, we're talking about Pesach, it's referred to the day after
the holiday,
but a holiday that's patterned after Shabbos. All of the holidays are called the Shabbaton or a Shabbos. And perhaps, the question is why? Because maybe you might argue that the goal of Yom Tov, what do you do in Yom Tov? You blow a shofar, you eat matzah. You're trying to get out certain values that are related to the holiday by doing stuff. By doing this, eating matzah, sitting in sukkah, right? But maybe the Torah is trying to tell you that it also needs to be a shavisa. Sometimes, you know, in order to get a value, you know, it's like, you know, to achieve certain values, to maintain focus, what do? Shut off your cell phones, right? In other words, right? We gotta do shvisa. We gotta stop if we want to focus on what we want to accomplish. So maybe the fact that the Torah mentions for Pesach it's a Shabbos, right? Mimachras HaShabbos and Yom HaZikaron, which is referred to Rosh Hashanah, is a Shabbaton, and Yom Kippur is a Shabbat Shabbaton, and all these things We're trying to accomplish goals within each of these holidays, but the Torah is trying to tell you that just like on Shabbos, you need to stop and reflect, not just actively, but also, you know, emotionally. You have to reflect in meditation, right? You gotta take a step back and reflect. Yom Tov also cannot simply be go, 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 move, do this, but it's modeled after Shabbos. Shabbos, the Yom Tov, we borrowed many of the halachos of Shabbos to create an atmosphere that we want to accomplish on the Yom Tovim with the timeout. Maybe on Shabbos, the timeout is like that's the end. On Yom Tov, it's the means to achieve the end. It's a means to focus on whatever themes, whatever values you want to accomplish on the Yom Tov, and that's why it has the Bila Mancha, and perhaps that might be the greatest proof. That here, the fact that it mentions Shabbaton throughout, that would be the greatest proof that here, the Shabbos here refers to the Shabbaton aspect, you know, refers to the day after Yom Tov. That might be perhaps the greatest proof, in my view, maybe.
Well, it kind of says that Shir Shayom, you say, that's what you say, Yom Shishi for Shabbos.
Right.
You're making that a piece of Shabbos.
A piece of Shabbos, right.
I mean, it adds up to Shabbos.
Adds to Shabbos. So here it's saying that the Yom, so you're saying even during the week, you're barely up to Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Yes, all Shabbos.
During a certain time.
Yeah, yeah, here. So this is saying at least, at the very least, all the Yom Tovim to create, if you want to get a good Yom Tov, you got to borrow a little bit of Shabbos. And Shabbos is the mall starting off.
So, Rabbi, quick question. So there's no...